علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are covering some phrases from the first sermon of Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about some of the duties of the messengers and the prophets, one of which was mentioned previously, and I will be quoting it again today, is the phrase where he says, وَيُثِيرُ لَهُمْ دَفَائِنَ الْأُقُولِ, that the messengers and the prophets, their duty is to excavate, to bring forth the hidden intellects of the people. And of course, we discussed with different examples how the enemies of humanity try to cover up, the intellects of the people in different ways. But Islam, on the other hand, encourages the complete use of the intellect in the most perfect and, you can say, most valuable way, most efficient way to make use of the intellect, inshallah, which we shall discuss about in the coming segment.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran tells us, for example, tells the human beings that think about how the camel is created. Or, for example, think about how we have lifted the skies and how, for example, how different beings have been brought into existence. And think about all of these things. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah praises this group of people who think about the creations of the heavens and the earth. But the direction of thinking is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to look at these things that have been created by God as means to increase a person's awareness about the purpose of creation, about their direction, about the purpose of life, which is that very thing that the enemies of God and the enemies of the truth don't want people to think. As I told you, they would want you to research about every tiny aspect of the universe, but disconnect it from any divine source or any divine type of thinking. This is why if you look at a Muslim, if you just look at a very small thing, even a flower, But he would look at that as a manifestation of God's beauty. And he would look at it and learn lessons from it. For example, from the softness and the subtleness of a flower, he would think about how to be subtle and soft, for example, in his life with people. The reason why a flower is beautiful is because of the softness and the subtleness that it has and the peace that it gives to the eye. So a person will say that, how can I be like a flower in my life and be like that so that people are able to live in a good way with me? Thinking in ways that would connect a person to live a fulfilling life, a life of purpose, a life of worship, of true connection with God. But this is exactly what the Western academia doesn't want humanity to do, because that is what is going to really make them progress in a way that they will stop the hegemony of the Western world and some of the powers of the world who wish to control, to continue controlling. This is what they fear. The fear is in this direction. And if you look at other verses of the Quran, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, for example, in this verse where Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه. So Allah is saying that a human being should look at his food, ponder upon his food, and think about it. Now, what does that mean, thinking about the food, inshallah? We shall discuss about this in the coming segment.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, Allah says in the Quran, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. It is something good for a human being to do. In fact, he should look at his food and ponder upon his food. How? What the Western world and what the Western academia would tell you to do is that when you look at your food, see how beautifully and nicely it has been cooked and what type of ingredients it has, which is a very important and good thing also. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about you to think about your food, is to make you understand and to make you feel that look at this food that is there in front of you. How much you are in need of this food. If this food was not there, you would not be able to survive. Now think about this. How did this food come? How did it come on your plate today? It was because of maybe someone who cooked it. Who gave the strength to the person who cooked the food? Who made the universe in a way that it is conducive for example, the sun to shine in a way that the plants can grow and that they can produce wheat and rice and the rain to come in such a beautiful water cycle that can lead to the growth of all of these things. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the intellect to the people so that they can farm and grow these seeds in the ground. And think about all the energy that has been spent for this food to come on your plate. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِ. This is the direction which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to think. And that way we will be servants of that one God and be submissive to only His authority. And that is the problem. That is the problem for the hegemonic powers and the enemies of God, that once a human being submits to that one God, that means he taps into infinite resources to be able to grow in an infinite way. And I, as a hegemonic leader or a country that has hegemonic control, cannot control an entity that has got infinite power, that is connected to an infinite source of authority. I cannot do that, so I need to control that. And that is the problem that we face today. Inshallah, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can truly use our intellect in the right way. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي. فاز من ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه